Almost two decades ago, water lapped at the barren shores of Tempe Town Lake for the first time. And now a row of shimmering glass high-rises tower over the lake. Many were built with the help from a controversial Arizona economic development incentive. From KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, Mariana Dale reports that incentive has landed Tempe in the middle of a $5.6 million problem.
The first thing you have to know is the government property lease excise tax was devised as a way to attract development to otherwise unattractive land more than 30 years ago. Of course, there's an acronym, but no one really agrees on how to pronounce it.
I pronounce it like how you pronounce it in terms of a giblet.
What do you call it?
A cheaplet.
That's Tempe Mayor Mark Mitchell and Economic Development Director Donna Kennedy. We'll get back to them. Here's how a giblet works. One cost of developing a project is the land's property tax. Governments do not have to pay property tax. So if developers hand their deed over to the city, boom, no more property tax. Instead, they usually pay a much lower excise tax. Tempe's Kennedy says it's not free.
We can't just give away incentives. We have to make sure that there is this public benefit, whether it's the infrastructure they're providing, they're doing the remediation of the land.
For example, a giblet helped get Tempe Marketplace built on the site of a former landfill. And the city has used giblet to fill out property around its aquatic investment, Tempe Town Lake.
We put all this money in towards the lake to be developed. And if we couldn't have that tool for the adjacent land against the investment that the city of Tempe made, then not necessarily the projects that we have today would have been built.
Those include State Farm's regional headquarters, the former America West Airlines offices, and a recently opened apartment complex called SALT. It's built on what is part of one of the first developments on Tempe Town Lake. The land changed hands a few times before ending up with San Diego developer Oliver McMillan, which received a giblet deal worth 8 tax-free years. Former Tempe Mayor Hugh Hallman did not vote for the original tax incentive, and he's not a fan of the complex, which boasts of luxury apartment living.
There is one project on the lake that I think is not an example of what one would seek, and certainly not one you would pay to have built, and that's the four-story stick and stucco apartment complex.
The city of Tempe technically owns the apartment complex now, though the agreement it struck with Oliver McMillan absolves it of pretty much any responsibility related to the property. Here's the sticky part. Contractors claim the developer owes them nearly $5.6 million, so a lien was placed on the property. Construction company Adolphson & Peterson notified the city it intends to sue to get what it's owed. Hallman, who's a lawyer, says he doesn't ultimately expect the city will be on the hook for the money.
Under construction law, a developer of a project can't be sued without connecting the lawsuit to the land that they're being sued over.
Still, Hallman believes the project was not deserving of the incentive in the first place. He's used this analogy to describe the giblet process for years.
Tempe doesn't have to pretend that it's the ugly kid and hang a pork chop around its neck in order to get the dog to play with it.
The conservative Goldwater Institute believes the giblet process is worse than a desperate development tool. Senior attorney Jim Manley says it's unconstitutional.
In Arizona, the government can't give taxpayer money to private businesses to subsidize their profits.
The group sued Phoenix on behalf of an existing business because they say a Roosevelt Row giblet deal forces them to shoulder the tax costs for the new development. That case is still wending its way through the court system. In the meantime, Arizona legislators have moved to tighten the rules. This year, they voted to limit the length of time a developer could pay a reduced tax rate to 8 years.
A giblet, it is really the only economic incentive tool that our state has.
Cheryl Lombard leads Valley Partnership. The development advocacy group stepped in when Arizona legislators originally proposed harsher restrictions.
We feel pretty firm about the constitutionality of the program.
Back in Tempe, Mayor Mitchell is adamant about the incentive's benefit to the city.
It's not a giveaway. It's more of an investment for future generations and for our state.
Tempe officials would not comment specifically on SALT or the lawsuit that could be headed its way. When asked whether Tempe Town Lake would look the same without the giblet incentive, Mitchell answered, absolutely not. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.